Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips that will help you turn your passion into a profit. It will help you to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And today is episode number 20. That's right, episode number 20, the last episode of season one. And I will be taking a break until September, and then we'll kick off season two of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. But today on episode 20, the topic is bloggers working with brands. That's right. Last week, I talked about businesses working with bloggers or influencers. And if you missed that podcast, make sure you check it out. You need to subscribe so you won't miss any future episodes. So this week, I'm turning the tables and I'm giving you tips on how bloggers can work with businesses, and even more so now than ever with the COVID-19 shutdown and pandemic. Businesses are looking for ways to expand their brand online, and as a blogger, this may be a prime time for you. You know, I've been blogging now since about 2012. And when I first started, I was just doing it as a hobby. I never thought it could become a jobby. And you too may have been blogging a while, but you've decided it's time to start earning a little income with your blog, but you're just not sure how to start. Well, I hope these tips today for working with brands will give you a head start. And I'm actually going to give you a few sites that you can check out to sign up free, of course, so that you can work with them to make a little money. Now, like I said, when I first started out blogging, I had no intentions of earning money with my blog. Truth be told, I didn't even know you could earn money using a blog, let alone free products from companies. And I still remember how excited I was to get my first paid sponsored post. I was so excited, I actually lost the $50 check. Yep, Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Sorry, guys, I lost that check. I never cashed, and I thought moving from the other house, I would find it, but I never did. Anywho, I've definitely come a long way since that first sponsored post back. I think it was like 2013. However, I'm still buying those Tasty Lee tomatoes because they really are tasty, and that leads me to the first blogger tip for working with brands. Now, let me get blunt with you for a minute. If you haven't established a following yet, you shouldn't try to work with the major brands. Try something smaller. But you don't have to have a huge following to get, or even hundreds and thousands of followers or views per month. But you need to be influential. You need to be consistent with your content and build up a community. And I usually say when you're starting out, you might get about 100 visitors a day. Well, then you can start reaching out to brands. But of course, there's always exceptions to every rules. Maybe you just started blogging and you're getting about 30 views a day, but you have 10,000 followers between Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook. And if that's the case, you can begin working with brands instantly. You can actually collaborate on Instagram and throw your blog in as a bonus. Now, there are so many reasons why you want to collaborate. So if you're reaching out and trying to collaborate before you have any influence, the relationship is going to be very one-sided. And most times it's only going to benefit you, because the aim of collaborating with businesses is to create a mutually beneficial relationship with the brand. So you're going to be using your platforms, all your social media platforms, as well as your blog to promote their products. They want views, they want sales, and that's what you're going to provide for them. And sometimes it'll be products, or other times it will be with compensation. They will actually pay you to do that. So when you're reaching out to the various brands, I'm going to give you some tips on working with them. And please remember to always, always, this is tip number one, always be honest in your review. Please do not sell your soul for a few free products or a small check. Remember, your reputation as a blogger, as an influencer, is at stake. This is your brand. And 9 times out of 10, if you are fake and phony, it's going to come back and bite you in the butt. For example, my family and I don't eat pork. And I've mentioned that fact many times in my YouTube videos and on my previous blog, deedivadeals.com. Therefore, I'm not going to apply to or write any sponsored posts that are featuring pork products, no matter how big the payday is. My loyal readers know that I don't eat pork and that no amount of money is going to be worth damaging my reputation. Well, unless they pay me enough to get me through my retirement years. Nah, just kidding. Yeah, you got to be honest in your review. Don't try to convince your readers that a product works if it didn't. If after you've accepted a campaign for review that you find and the product doesn't work or there was an adverse reaction, immediately contact the campaign leader or the company to let them know. Remember, your reputation means more than the money or the free product. So don't write a positive review if it was a negative experience. And also, write your own review. Sharing is caring, but please don't use another blogger's post or copy another published product review and then try to pass it off as your own. So you always want to be honest. You know, they always say honesty is the best policy, and that is definitely true when it comes to bloggers working with businesses. You want to write in your own voice. Do you, boo-boo. Remember, do the best that only you can do, and don't try to imitate other bloggers. You don't write the way I write. I don't write the way you write. Therefore, you have to write in your own voice. It's your blog that the readers are looking for. It's your voice that they're going to be seeking. So you may not have, you know, fancy equipment, you know, fancy DSLR camera, even the best photography or video skills. But remember, it's your followers. They like you and they're going to be looking for you and your voice. So make sure you use it. Again, honesty is the best policy. Be upfront and honest. Make sure to have a disclosure statement. Let your readers know that you are being compensated for the rule, for the review, because this is also an FTC regulations guideline. So if you're going to be writing a post, you have to make sure that your readers know that you are compensated for the review. However, the opinions are 100% your own. When you're promoting on Facebook, Twitter, or any other social media platform, you're probably going to want to use the hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored, hashtag SPOM, or hashtag, you know, a freebie. Let people know, you know, you don't want to pretend that you're not being compensated for the post. So before we continue, let's take a quick break at this point. And when we come back, we're going to continue with some best practices or some tips for bloggers working with businesses. And don't forget, subscribe to Del Blogger, where you can order a copy of my basic blogging tips for beginners, as well as my Podcasting Your Purpose workbook, which is also available on Amazon. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You are empowered by knowing and mastering who you are. Join me, Dr. Valerie Brown Ball, aka Coach Val, and my expert guest on the I Am Way, where we're driving excellence in leaders through impact, action, and mastery. As a confidant, author, coach, and consultant, I have been helping professionals figure it out, transition, and make sense of it all on their path to greatness. We will discuss what we all need to be successful and effective leaders. Things like awareness, discipline, information, knowledge, understanding, resources, drive, and self-care. If you're a business professional, entrepreneur, nonprofit, community, or family leader, get your dose of inspiration and your leadership challenge each week on Mondays at 8 a.m. on The I Am Way. Start your week by feeding your soul with positivity and encouragement. I am Dr. Valerie Brown Ball, here to help you achieve self-mastery and achieve your full potential.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. And I invite you to subscribe to my blog at delblogger.com, as well as to my YouTube channel, Antoinette Blake. Today, we're talking about working with businesses, talking about bloggers working with businesses, because you know, businesses are looking for ways to broaden their brand and expand their exposure online. And you already probably have a nice following because, you know, I always tell you that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, and people who find value in your words will either share them with their family, friends, and followers. That's why businesses want to work with bloggers. A blog spreads your message to a much wider audience, and readers who follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, they're going to go to your blog for more in-depth content, and that is great for businesses who are looking to get more exposure on their product and/or service. A blog is a home base. It's the foundation of your online brand, which is why you must be honest in your review. And that's what we talked about before the break. A blog is where you go to begin to influence people. It's where you become recognized as the subject matter expert. And you can build not only your personal, but your professional brand as well with a blog today. And you know that I can help you with some of the starter packages as well as blog reviews that I offer. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to check out some of the packages, the reviews, the chat and choose that we can do when we get to the other side of this COVID-19, as well as how to help you with your business blog packages. Again, head over to ablakeenterprises.com to view some of the offerings that I can have for you and or your business. So today is episode number 20. It's actually the last episode of season one. We're going to take a break and come back in September with season two. And I'm talking about bloggers working with businesses. I told you, you always want to be honest in whatever you do. You want it to be written in your voice. You can't copy anyone else's voice. You have to do you, boo-boo. Now, make sure you always have this disclosure statement. Let your readers know that you are being compensated for the review, whether it's in product or actual money, you know, PayPal, whatever the case may be. Let your readers know so that you can maintain your dignity, your honesty, and people will continue to like, trust, and follow you. When you want to reach out to a brand, you can do that. Don't feel like you can't. If there's a product or service that you use and you just love it, you may be a long-time brand ambassador for a major event. Don't sit back and dream about it. Take the initiative and contact them. In today's world, most brands and companies understand the power of blog posts and written reviews. It costs them less to pay a blogger to write a review than it does to post an ad in a local newspaper. So put together a media kit, and that's something we're going to talk about in season two, a media kit. But you can Google media kit to find out what are the topics, what is the are the stats that you should have in your media kit. So put together your media kit and then contact the brand directly. You can make the initial contact via Twitter or Facebook because 9 times out of 10, again, they are receiving hundreds of pitch emails daily and yours may never get read. Hey, and the worst thing that they can say is no, but wonder if they say yes. So reach out to them on their social media platforms. You can also contact and connect with agencies. Now, again, I'm going to be blunt. If you haven't have an established following, you shouldn't try to reach out to an agency. But then again, there's no shame in my game because I've done it. And the worst they can say is no. But you continue doing, building your blog, building your audience, using social media to share your posts and to increase engagement, and then knock on those agency doors. And remember, those agencies are free. They are at no cost to you. You should never pay to be part of an influencer or a blogger agency. You don't have to have hundreds, thousands, or millions of views, but you do need to be influential. Now, starting out, you may want to collaborate with other bloggers. There are ways in which to do that as well. There are link parties. Google them. People have come together, bloggers have come together and donated $5 or $10 to promote, to purchase, promote a product and a service as a giveaway. This is building up your blog post promos. This is what the brand want. They want to see it. So if you're going to reach out and collaborate, be sure you do so, so that you can, again, offer these companies something. You want it to be, you want to be an influencer. You want to benefit them because the whole point of collaboration, I'm going to repeat this, the whole point of collaboration is to create a mutually beneficial relationship with the brand. So use your platform to promote their product, which is going to generate sales for them, but they want to see that you are doing it first. So do it. And you know what? Here's another tip. When I started doing product reviews, I reviewed products that I already used. I had, whether it was baking a cake, you know, right now we are absolutely inundated with Amazon Prime deliveries. Every time you order and receive a delivery from Amazon, from Wayfair, from Overstock, whatever company it is, you should not only leave a review on their website, but you should also be writing reviews on your own blog. And if you don't want to write a full 300, 400, 500 word post, why not sign up for spots such as Influencer? Remember I told you about Influencer? Best Buy is another company that's always looking for bloggers. So those are just a few places that you can go to start promoting yourself and your blog, but definitely start out by writing your own review. I know you have products that you buy every day, so review them. Let the companies know that you use them. Instagram is a perfect platform in which to promote products. Make sure you mention the company and tag the company so that they can get an idea of not only your following, your influence, but your writing and your photography skills. Again, I get emails almost every day. Here's another company called Conley Partners. They always look to do collaboration with bloggers. Influencer Network at Best Buy is another one. They're always looking for bloggers. So there are many ways in which to reach out to them, whether it's through the company directly or with an agency. But with each option comes with its own unique sets of pros and cons. But they're all great. It's all fun. You're building a platform of partnership and a network of brand contacts. So remember, there are tons of blogging networks that serve the purpose of getting brands and bloggers together. Remember, you do not pay for for any of them. So let's end this with the good, the bad of collaborating, bloggers collaborating with businesses. The pros of collaborating with businesses via an agency is they take care of all the financials. They just send you a check. And please don't lose a check like me. Also, when you work with an agency, once you sign up, they're going to send you emails and then you will apply for those various opportunities. And if you fit the niche, then you'll be hired to do it. And guess what? The higher profile brands go through the network. So if you're finding that you're not getting any responses by reaching out to them directly, sign up with some of those agencies. And I will leave the link in the show notes to several of those agencies. The cons of signing up with an agency, obviously they got to, you know, get their cut. They're the middleman. So you're going to get paid less as if you are working directly with the brand, because of course, everybody's got to get paid. And usually there are dozens, if not hundreds of bloggers vying for the same campaign. So they're going to be, you know, publishing the similar content all at the same time. And again, you know, sometimes the agencies just have too much. They want you to go back and forth drafting, and that can drive you crazy too. But if you're a new blogger, the best way to do it is to start writing your own product reviews, whether it's electronics, you know, your new laptop, headphones, microphones. You know, if you're a podcaster, you can do that as well. And just do that until you continue building, growing, and learning. So if you want to learn more about working with brands, or if you want to learn more about starting a blog, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com to schedule your 30-minute complimentary discovery call where we'll discuss your topics, your niche, and anything else that you wish to discuss when you're starting out, or if you already have a blog and you just need a second set of eyes. Again, thank you guys so very much for following me along. I cannot believe this is actually episode number 20, and it's going to end season one, but I'll be back in September for season two. In the meantime, in between time, I'm going to continue to share those previous podcast episodes, and I need you to head over to dellblogger.com to make sure that you subscribe, where you can get a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book, as well as Podcasting Your Purpose workbook. You can see my face in the place every day, Monday through Friday, on YouTube at Antoinette Blake. Share and subscribe to this podcast, which can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and many others to come. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. So tell a friend to listen in. And until the next time, stay safe, stay smart, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. I'll see ya in season two. Bye-bye.